Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Second down and four from the Pittsburgh 46. And this long pass. Great catch by rookie George Pickens inside the Browns 20 at the 18-yard line. What a play for the young man from Georgia.
Fist pump time. It is 9 a.m. final hour of the week on the Fan Cam, YouTube, and Twitch. Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Early catch of the year. Odell-esque from George Pickens, who called out Trubisky, his quarterback this week, as a rookie, saying, yeah, I'm always open like 90% of the time. All the other receivers are open as well. Trubisky does not throw for a touchdown, throws for 207, and the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17. Jacoby Brissett looked good. He was hooking up with Njoku and Amari Cooper throughout the night. Amari, over 100 yards, and a touchdown to go along with it. We'll see if KMC wants to ask Jerry Jones if he was paying attention, had any regret about letting Amari go for a fifth-round pick when Jerry joins KMC at 10:30 this morning. But let's go around the rest of the NFL real quick before we get to RJ's degenerate picks. I got these sent to me from Bet Online. Will the Rams and Bengals both miss the playoffs?
Oh, Dolly. I think Cincinnati will. I don't believe the Rams will.
Vegas agrees. No is minus 500 for the Super Bowl participants, both missing.
If they said yes, does it say what it is?
Plus 375.
Pretty good.
Largest NFL comeback of regular season for a win in weeks 3 through 17. So they're taking what happened last week and saying, what do you think will happen the rest of the year? Will we get a comeback win when someone is down 21 points? The over-under is 21.5.
Oh, God.
I'd probably say yes.
You think we're going to get a bigger one?
Like 21. Someone will come back from down 22 points and win a game weeks 3 through 17.
We still got 200 games left. Wow. Yeah, I'll put to the over.
I think this happened. Does this happen 3 or 6 times all of last year? And then he got like lit up and matched this last weekend. But I think I would go with the over, that someone comes back because of how you can score points.
Passing game, man. Things have changed. And this is why, you know, like, leads are not safe. It's always these teams that start, you know, milking clock in the third quarter. It's too early, man. It's too early. And that's also why teams are less worried about field position. Because, you know, for, let's just say, the difference between an interception and a punt is 20 yards. That's one play in today's world.
When will Kenny Pickett start for the Steelers? What week? They have the Jets coming up, and then it gets kind of brutal.
I'm going to say week 7.
Week 7, okay, that's second highest odds. Weeks 3 through 5, that's what I would pick, is the favorite. Then weeks 6 through 8, and then weeks 10 through 17. All right, so Vegas thinks week 3 through 5, Kenny Pickett will take over. Next quarterback to lose their starting job, other than Trubisky, will be who? Peyton.
Oh, I got one.
All right, Peyton, go ahead.
Ryan Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill is the favorite.
Ooh.
Even money for Malik Willis. I mean, Malik may be one of the least ready guys to start in the National Football League.
Man, this Ryan Tannehill led the NFL in the most important quarterback stat like 2 years ago, which is adjusted net yards per attempt. And he was the one seed last year. They're going to bench him?
Even money.
The answer is Matt Ryan.
Ooh, I like that. Matt Ryan is 16-1.
That's the answer.
I think Geno could be on here. Geno's second with Drew Lock, 4-1. But the value you just gave with Matt Ryan, Mariota's up there, 4-1. Baker, Davis Mills, Jameis, Justin Fields, Carson Wentz, Matt Ryan, Daniel Jones, Jared Goff. But there's value there. It's Nick Foles, I think, in Indy, too.
It's Nick Foles. You know, you got to look at the place with good backups. You know, Foles is a good backup. Darnold's probably a decent backup. It's not going to be, I don't think it'll be Carson. The way Goff's played, they're not gonna bench Goff now.
Definitely not going to be Carson.
Yeah, I don't even know. Who do they have? Heinicke?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not
gonna be next good. NFL coach fired or resigns?
Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule is the favorite. 2-1. Guess who's second? Fired or resigns?
It's not McCarthy, is it?
It is not McCarthy.
Let's go with
AFC.
AFC. Frank Reich.
He's third.
Okay. AFC. Bill Belichick. No, I'm kidding.
This guy's pretty new.
Oh, Nathaniel Hackett.
Nathaniel Hackett is second in order. Most likely to be fired or resigned. Matt Rhule, Hackett, Frank Reich, Kingsbury, Vrabel, McDaniels, Stefanski, Ron Rivera, then Mike McCarthy at 16-1. Will Bruce Arians be on the sideline this week?
No.
No is the heavy favorite, 1-9, minus 900 for Arians, who was warned by the NFL after the Mike Evans-Lattimore fight. Will the Broncos have a delay of game penalty this week? They have two delay of game penalties in each game through 2 weeks. So there's a trend.
Yeah, they got, there is definitely a trend.
They got two a game. Will they have a delay of game penalty this week? What's the favorite, yes or no?
The favorite's yes.
The favorite is no, minus 180. What will happen first for the Broncos this week? They score a red zone touchdown. They score outside of the red zone. Scoring a red zone touchdown is the favorite, but they're doing this because they haven't scored in the red zone. Thank you, Russell Wilson, for my fantasy team. Will the Bills break the Falcons' streak of scoring a touchdown on their opening drive in 8 straight games?
Was that the
Falcons did that in 2016. Bills have scored a TD on their opening drive in 7 straight, including the playoffs. They must get to 9 for yes to be graded a winner.
I'm going to say no.
No's the favorite. 1-5. Minus 500. Total sacks allowed by the Bengals in week 3. What do you think the over-under is set at?
5.5.
3.5.
Oh, God. Give me the over.
Burrow's been sacked 13 times through 2 games. That's on pace for 111.
They are playing the Jets, though. I wonder if that factors into it.
Of course it factors in.
Yeah, it should. But even a lifeless body could get by Lyle Collins right now.
Over under 3.5 sacks. Justin Fields' completions this week, over under is 15.5. He's got a total of 15 completions through 2 games.
They have Houston? I think they have Houston this week.
Yeah. The record is 76 by David Carr with the Texans.
Ooh.
Over under 15.5. He's got 15 completions first 2 games. Game 1 was in the mess against San Francisco.
I'll take the over.
Okay. I haven't heard a lot of Justin Fields talk killing the Bears. He was one of those highly talked about quarterbacks coming out. Controversial whether he should have gone higher. Amon-Ra St. Brown touchdown streak.
The sun god, baby.
Zach Wilchuk. Over under is 7.5. He's got a touchdown catch in the last 6 games. That's 48 less than the leader, Joe Flacco. What? This is messed up, crossed up. Either way, the over-under is 7.5. The favorite is the under, but he's got this touchdown streak going.
Yeah, he does. He's tremendous, dude. And I think I'm going to take the over. They're going to force feed him. He's their best weapon. He's amazing. And, you know, his development, his growth. And they added DJ Chark, and you know, they got Hockenson as their tight end.
Small
Swift,
dude, too.
Very small.
I think Swift's averaging 10 a carry.
like they don't use him. They're not giving him 30 carries a game. They're using him very judiciously.
Okay, let's get to the degenerate selections. RJ Choppy was salivating. Let's see if he can make you money with the NFL and college football on the Fan.
I'm going to give you more picks today than normal.
Oh.
We got some making up to do.
You get hurt last week?
Let's just say I started the year 6-2. And I'm 3-12 since.
Dang!
Brutal start. The NFL is...
Are you using like the same model as last year that you usually do?
Yeah, it's early in the year. Yeah, it's tough. Tough sledding early in the year, you know? There's not enough data out there.
Are you betting every week?
Yeah.
Yeah. where are y'all going tonight? You've been doing these Friday, Saturday outings. About to be a little downgraded.
Yeah, we get the kiddos tonight.
You got the free barbecue sent to you.
The free barbecue sent to me. We're gonna get out. We're gonna go out tonight. I got the kiddos. They have a birthday party though, so I think maybe
hopefully pizza there, free food.
No. Sarah and I are gonna go somewhere while the kids are at the birthday party.
Can eat there.
All right, here we go. College or pro? You pick.
Well, you're all excited about pro.
Let me do the college. Let me get the college out of the way.
Do what you want.
TCU -2 against SMU in the Iron Skillet. I like Virginia +10 against Syracuse. Or the Battle of the Blue Bloods. Kansas -7 against Duke. This should be a romp. Old Lance has got things rolling in Lawrence. Wake Forest. Sam Daddy. +7.5 against Clemson. Old Dominion -5 against Arkansas State. There's your college slate. NFL. Come with it. KC -5 against Indy.
KC -5. Okay.
They just got worked by Jacksonville. Buffalo -5.5 at Miami. Miami was down. Ooh. Miami was getting rolled. They had 14 points through three quarters. They never should have won that game. Baltimore gave that one away. This is going to be an absolute blowout.
Whoa.
Detroit +6 against Minnesota.
Okay. Continuing with the fighting Dan Campbells.
Philadelphia -6 against Washington.
Ooh.
Tampa -1 against Green Bay. It's in Tampa.
Low scoring. That's a low over-under.
Low.
Oh, Godwin and Julio missing practice again.
San Fran -1.5 at Denver. And the Cowboys +1 against the Giants.
Oh, how about Brandon Tierney, WFAN, an hour ago, picking the Cowboys in a blowout.
In a blowout.
Beatdown.
I love this NFL slate. I don't know what Vegas is doing. They obviously have no clue as to what they're doing right now because these are the dumbest sets of NFL lines I've ever seen. And that's probably going to come back to bite me. This will be on Freezing Cold Takes, but I don't care. I'm rolling with this. We're going to be over 500 by the end of this week.
Ooh, some follow-up odds from Bet Online. Next NCAA coach fired, Auburn.
Ooh, Brian Harsin?
Brian Harsin. Then Georgia Tech, West Virginia, Stanford in order. Next college football coach to be fired. Let's go outside of that. Sale price of the Phoenix Suns you can bet on. Over under. $2.75 billion.
Ooh, I'll take the over.
The next majority owner. Bezos is the favorite. Then Bob Iger from Disney. Elon's on here at 8-1. Bill Gates is 16-1. Trump, LeBron are 50-1. Kanye, 66-1. Barack Obama, 500-1. Will Russell Westbrook start game one or come off the bench for the Lakers? Favorite is starter and Aaron Judge next team, if not the Yankees. After Tierney came on and said Harold Reynolds reported that the Angels were this close to a deal.
Yeah.
Was that was before the year? So would it combined Otani, Trout, and Judge?
Unless Trout or Otani were part of the deal.
Yeah, I didn't know what the report was specifically.
I didn't either. You know, Judge's California kid. I would say the Giants are the favorite.
The Mets, as you said yesterday, the Mets are the favorite at 3-1. But I included this because the Rangers were on here 5th, 7-1. Verlander's next team, if not the Astros. Yankees are the favorite. Rangers were on here about 7 down the list at 9-1. Let's see. And Jacob DeGrom next team, if not the Mets. Dodgers are the favorite. Rangers were about 8 down on the list at 10 to 1. So there you go. Everything for you gambling degenerates, courtesy of at RJ Choppy on Twitter and Bet Online. Let's play these comments that Jerry Jones gave yesterday. The mess he's trying to start at quarterback. What was the reaction from the media inside the Star? Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, on the latest Jerry controversy after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So you'd want that? You'd want that controversy?
Of course I would.
Okay.
Of course that means we'd won. If it comes in here and played as well as Prescott played, Rush, played that well over these next games ahead, I'd walk New York to get there.
Do you think he can do that?
Well, I don't know that, but you can't find on record where I said I thought Dak Prescott could do it when he stepped in and had the chance to do that, but he did it.
Oh, Jerry Jones yesterday with the media talking about wanting and inviting a QB controversy. He then followed up with the possibility of Cooper Rush winning those games and making a little Dak Romo comparison.
Wouldn't it be something if the same thing happened and you, this is the way I think. And Tony was ready to go and ready to get in the game, and there you had Prescott ready to go. Which one's going against Green Bay? Okay, wouldn't it be something if you had a dilemma as to which way you go? You do that if he gets 10 wins. Same thing that happened with Prescott. I think like that.
Nick Eatman, what do you think of those comments?
That's the last word. I think like that. He does. That's what Jerry does, that Jerry thinks like that. That's why he is who he is. And, it's the reason why people love him or hate him. I mean, that's who he is, because he's always optimistic like that. He thinks that way. But you know, like he's not wrong in the thinking that he would love to have that dilemma. Of course, every team would love to have that dilemma. It's just the way it's said. It could have been said differently. But again, Jerry doesn't want to say it differently.
Right.
He's not. He will not double down. I mean, he will double down on it today. He's not going to back off from that when he goes on the fan here, what, in an hour or
yep,
so?
Like, yep.
He's not going to do that. Like, he's going to be like, you know, he might clarify a couple things. I mean, he might clarify and say, Dak is our guy. Okay. But, yeah, he would be a great problem to have if Cooper Rush is like 4-5-0, and then what do we do? Just like it was a great problem to have in 1991 when Steve Berline won 5 straight games when Aikman was out, and then it was like, well, what do we do? You know, what do? We bring Berline back, or we have the franchise quarterback back? I mean, it's a good problem to have. You'd rather have that than 2002 when you'd have Quincy and Chad Hutchinson. You don't know who to play. And you know, Clint Sterner. I mean, like, yeah, that's you want this problem.
Is the only way this is really an issue is if Dak is irritated or bothered by it?
I mean, maybe. I mean, and let's see what happens if it's not. See, Dak had to win you know, 7-8 in a row. I mean, he ended up winning like 10 in a row.
11,
but like, he had
I think.
To win like, was it 11? He had to win like, but once he got to like 6 or 7, once they beat Pittsburgh, then it was, there was no turning back back then. And so you kind of wonder where that is here. But, you know, like that conversation happened like an hour or two after I was saying the same, not the same thing, but we were talking about it at practice. And I said, I'm not bringing Dak back if Rush is undefeated. I'm not doing that. Like, he's going to have to be healthy, like really healthy. Like, oh, well, let's check that thumb again. Like, I'm not bringing back guy if he's undefeated. Now, do I think he's going to be for that long? No. I mean, they're lucky to win last week. They were lucky to win the one. So, no, I don't think that's going to happen. But if somehow they beat the Giants, they beat Washington, you know, that's 3-0. I don't think Dak even would be ready then. He might be. But if you go out and beat the Rams – no, I'm sticking with it. I'm sorry. I'm going to stick with the hot hand.
Woo! Here's Jerry on the possibility of Dak being back for week 4 against the Commanders.
Well, you know that I don't know, okay? But I will tell you that it won't be because anybody's worried about that getting hurt. We'll be worried about it because if we're worried because of his grip and the strength in his grip. But is it possible for him to play within 4 weeks and be sleep at night with him getting hurt or not getting hurt? The answer is yes. There's a difference in the two decisions in my mind. One is gripping the ball. You saw him throw the ball. He actually got hurt twice. You saw him throw the ball the last time he threw the ball. And so what happened to the ball? Because he did throw another ball after all of that had happened. And the ball... Could be involved. We can have that.
What did you see from Dak? What did he do out of practice yesterday, Nick?
He just ran. I mean, he was like in the motions of the other quarterbacks throwing it, but he didn't have. From what I saw, I never saw a football in his hand. I saw a tennis ball, I believe, in his hand, in both hands.
Yeah,
but I did not see a football in his hand. Again, we don't get to see everything. We see a few minutes. So if they're going to do anything like that, you know, everybody in the world got their cell phone out. So like they're not going to show any of that stuff till later. I did not see a football in his hand, but that doesn't mean he didn't have it as soon as everyone walked out. I agree with what Jerry's saying. It's not a situation of like re-injury. Are you worried about that? It's more about, can you throw a ball? Can you grip it and throw it? And, I think that's what it's going to come down to. I mean, that's what I would do on Friday or Saturday, you know, Saturday's practice before any of these games. I'm going to let them both go out and throw the same pass. And if Cooper Rush throws it better, then that means Dak isn't back yet. I mean, Dak isn't back to where he's supposed to be. And I don't think this is really that difficult of a decision. I mean, I think it's a good problem to have. And I think Jerry likes being Jerry. Zeke said it. You know, it's like, this is what Jerry does.
Yeah.
Because you could say it in a different way. You could rub the belly of Dak a little bit more than that.
Yep.
But, you know, but I mean, think about it. He loved Tony Romo more than any of these quarterbacks, any of these players he's ever had. And,
right.
You know, it is the same type of thing. I mean, you don't mess with it. You don't, what do they say? I mean, not the quote exactly from Bull Durham, but you don't mess with the winning streak, you know? And then that's what he's hoping will be his dilemma.
But, we all agree, if they win 4 or 5 in a row, but they're scoring 17 points a game, that's not we don't really consider that a hot hand, right?
I mean, the guy that would come back in has led you to 3, and he
well,
does
that
it
was one
he,
game. I mean,
I know, but I mean,
Nick,
I guess a team that's allowed one touchdown in 8 quarters.
You're right. I mean, if Dak is like chomping at the bit and ready to go against the Rams, and they have won 3 straight because they beat the Giants and Commanders, then I think you've got an issue. And yeah, I could see you playing back. If he goes out though, and beats the Rams and then maybe the Eagles. I mean, come on. We're talking silly stuff here. You know, I mean, this is kind of like, you know, would you take the lump sum or are you going to split up the payments if you win the lottery? I mean, come on. Like, I don't think this is going to happen. We don't think so, but like, you know, it's a fun problem to have, and
Texas, you know, Texas William is making you that meme on the street of that guy walking with the girl who turns his head back. Mm-hmm. Hey, and you got your head on a swivel looking around for Dak alternatives. You're going to be a meme here in a second.
I think that you know, let's slow down a little bit. Cooper Rush has needed fourth quarter drives here in his two starts to win games, and he's needed Micah Parsons, who plays great in every game, to have his two best games. Those were his two best games, were Minnesota last year, probably, and then this one against Cincinnati. So, you know, if they keep balling out, yeah, I mean, and it's winnable. I think they'll go and beat the Giants. I do. I think they can beat Washington as well. But, you know, I definitely think Dak is the quarterback. There's no doubt about it. Dak is your starting quarterback. But what I'm saying is that I have a hard time. This is really what I believe. I have a hard time thinking that this surgery on his thumb is going to be perfectly healed in even 4 weeks. And so that's why I'm not rushing him back, especially if I got a quarterback who's winning games. That's the way I look at it. Now, if he's absolutely 100% healthy, I think I made the joke. If you're walking around beating like Gallimore and Bohanna in a game of Pinochle with that strong thumb, then fine. You've proven to me that you can do it. But I just don't think that it's going to be 100% healthy. And if I got a quarterback that's capable of winning games, then let's get everything right.
How significant, Nick Eatman here on The Fan, how significant was Jason Peters yesterday working at left guard and right tackle?
Honestly, I think that's really significant because it gives them options of you know, where they think any possible weak link could be. In my opinion, I think this week he's going to be like the eighth lineman. I think he will be active. If I had to guess, I think he's going to be active as a backup lineman and a backup to a lot of spots. I don't think he starts this week. I think that they could elevate him from the practice squad, and he could be a guy that, you know, because if you do use your elevations, which they probably will for Greer and then maybe him, if you do elevate your two, you have to have eight linemen in uniform. And so that's what I foresee to be with Peters. And I think him working at guard, working at tackle, working even at left tackle, you know, that position he's played, I think it gives them some contingency plans if injuries happen in the middle of the game.
Thank you, brother. Enjoy the weekend. We'll pick this thing on Monday.
All right. See you guys.
Nick Eatman, brought to you by Ford, built for Texas, built for you. Let's crosstalk with Mike Bassick leading the way to finish out the week with KMC next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
It's the Mike Bassick Show.
Yeah!
Corey, I have to hurry up and get to this.
What's up?
What's coming up on the KNC Masterpiece?
Jerry Jones at 10:30, ladies and gentlemen.
Whoa. Yeah. Why doesn't anyone else say KMC except for me?
I don't know. I should say it.
Yeah, because it's literally your initial.
Yeah,
it was me. For you.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Look at the death stare from Corey.
Man. We only have one thing coming up on the show. Tease one more thing that I'm excited about.
Combo platter. Uh-huh. It is love note day, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Write your best love note. And then,
oh my God.
And then give us a sport. Hold on. Sports opinion first,
yeah,
then
right.
Write a love note. We also have FC Dallas keeper Martin
yes!
Paz.
Paz.
We have him coming up today. We have
the gloves.
Tony Gwynn Jr. joining us today. MLB Odyssey baseball insider Tony Gwynn Jr. will be joining us as well at 11:20.
All right. First question for Sean and RJ. Will there be in week 12 a quarterback controversy between Jacoby Brissett and Deshaun Watson?
Oh.
I opened the show with that.
Did you really?
Yes.
At 5:30 a.m.?
At 5:30 a.m.
I wasn't up at 5:30.
What was the consensus?
I'm sorry.
Well, we kind of just talked about it amongst each other. I think everyone would probably say it was laughable as a suggestion, but they should be 3-0. And I asked RJ, what record, how many games over 500 before you stick with Brissett? And he said even at 8-3, he thinks Watson comes in.
Man, that's interesting. Because
I do too, because the guaranteed contract.
Well, it's the guaranteed contract. It's also like you're looking at it for the next several years. And I think even if you just give this, even if it doesn't come in and play well, you don't want to go 2+ years without him playing. So you get these 5 games in, mm-hmm. and then you're ready to go to start next season.
Okay, they get Atlanta next, so they're going to be 3-1. And then Chargers, here's the problem. Chargers, Patriots, Ravens, Bengals, Dolphins, Bills, Buccaneers.
Damn.
Yeah.
Holy
crap,
so
that's
Watson,
brutal.
Watson will be playing in the Texans game, but if they were 3-0 and then 4-0 against the Falcons, why wouldn't that be a Romo-Dak rush Dak discussion?
Here's my next question based off of that, and I didn't know what y'all – I was kind of throwing it out as a tease question.
Yeah, you're trying to be a smartass, and we bam, hit you with knowledge.
This is not a smartass question. Now, I know Deshaun Watson hasn't played in forever because it's tough to compare him right now to current quarterbacks because of missing all of last year, missing this year, and you kind of – you forget, like, what does he do great? What does he struggle at type of deal because he hasn't played in a while?
Massages.
At what point – well, he doesn't. He just asked for him.
Yeah.
On his private part.
Demands.
Where's the line in quarterbacks? And I know this isn't fair to Dak Prescott. It isn't fair to Deshaun Watson. But where's the line where, hey, they're not the backup quarterback and the starting quarterback, there's a difference. I'm not saying there's not a difference, but it's like, how big of a difference is there? And so I know, like, there's a huge difference to me between Tom Brady and a backup quarterback or between Patrick Mahomes and I know Shane Buechele's not the backup, but Shane Buechele.
Like Wentz to Heineke?
Yeah, but like if Jalen Hurts, I don't even know who their backup is. But if he
Minshew.
If Minshew came in, I think they could still win. And not win it all or anything like that, but I'm just wondering, and I know this is never going to change, but we're paying so many quarterbacks huge money that how big of a difference are they?
Well, I mean, obviously it depends. Like what the Mariota to Desmond Ridder, that's probably one, right? There's not a whole lot of difference there.
Trubisky to Pickett, we'll see.
I think it's a fascinating question because I've been brainwashed to believe once the backup comes in, your season's over. It's done. And you're kind of going the opposite way with a theory.
Yeah. After watching the Cowboys in week 2, and it's just a week, but watching last year against Minnesota, watching Jacoby Brissett be pretty good yesterday. Nothing special. He's just average. He looks like an average guy. I don't know if that'll continue as the season goes along, but I just start thinking to myself, how many guys are getting paid premium franchise quarterback money, or the organization says, that's a franchise quarterback, but you're like, no, he's not a top 10 quarterback. And then once I get past, I don't know if what the number is, 10, 12, 14, you go, how big of a difference is there? Because I think there's a huge difference with Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes to Dak Prescott and Deshaun Watson. I think there's a huge difference between those guys. But how big of a difference is there? And I'm going to throw out this name. How big of a difference is there between Dak Prescott and Jared Goff?
I think there's a decent difference. If you would have thrown out Garoppolo. Yeah, and even with that in mind, I would feel more comfortable with Dak.
Come on, Goff's your boy. This is your question.
Oh. I mean,
Goff's kind of considered the 20th best quarterback in the NFL or 23rd. Like, he's not a top 20 quarterback to a lot of the rankings.
The problem is we've never seen Dak in Goff's circumstances right now. You know what I mean? Like, what would Dak have been on the Lions last year? I'm someone who believes Dak needs a ton of help around him.
Right.
So the Lions would have, you know, stunk. Awful. Out of playoff range.
Yeah.
And what would Goff have been on the Cowboys? Do like you think he was what, on the Rams?
Do you think what Jerry said, is that crazy then?
Rush?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. Look, let's not forget, so far the numbers tell us there's a 10-point a game difference between Cooper Rush and Dak Prescott. Last year we led the league in points. We scored 20 against the Bengals.
20 that's, against Minnesota last year too, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a so it's a humongous difference. We're getting a little Dak respectful, disrespectful here.
Yeah, there's you know Vegas says there's like they changed it to about 6 points and then but in reality it's like 8 to 10 in terms of points per game.
I will
like,
say this, it won't look good. Go ahead, Gordon.
A lot of people though will say when you have a franchise quarterback, you pay him, right? Like you have to, and not everybody's gonna have Aaron Rodgers, but we got our guy. So we're going to go ahead and pay that guy. And I don't necessarily agree with that because there's a different tier when it comes to the Rodgers, right. Those kinds. Those guys are on different levels.
I feel like it's a different sport, but I feel like if the NFL was Major League Baseball, we would be giving Martin Perez this offseason 4 years and $200 million. Because he's franchise. Right. He made the All-Star team.
Yeah,
He's a franchise. He's our franchise number one. And you're like, wait a second. I get he's our number one. But where is he? And I know it's different because there's only 32 quarterbacks and there's 150 starting pitchers. Yeah. But and he's kind of been like a number four, number five.
Good last night.
But
you watching Amari, 100 yards, touchdown.
Yeah, cool story for everyone who's yelling about that. Do they also note that this is the first time that's happened in 6 years? For everyone who's like, he got 100 yard back to back. Cowboys are so dumb. I'm like, yeah, it's been 6 years.
For the Browns.
No. For Amari.
Well, for the back Browns. Back 100?
Yeah. 6 years.
You're not watching him at all and being like, he looks good.
No, he's really good.
No, he is good, but that was never in dispute.
that's a fact. That wasn't disputed.
Yeah, did we think that when they got rid of him that we'd be seeing him playing like this?
Also, do you think it's unfair to already judge that, seeing as how the Cowboys base that all around Michael Gallup being in this offense?
Man.
I'm just asking because I'm so like, don't you get sick of the narratives that people decide they were right about after 3 weeks and you're like, yeah, but that's hit part me of the back in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
All right, fair enough. Well, then pay attention to the rest of the stat where it's like, it's the first time he's done that in 6 years. And you're like, oh, well, maybe that it's not a number one wide receiver.
Well, give me your question to Jerry at 10:30. I'm dying to hear. Who's got the QB controversy question?
I'm gonna. Well, I don't have that one. I'm just gonna say, can you believe these Giants are 2-0?
Okay.
He wants to get him to be like, it's nonsense. I don't even know how they
made it. What you did with Brady too in Week One?
And the Bengals is like, don't you think they were just lucky to get to the Super Bowl last year?
Can you guys ask if he gives Dak a heads up or? Gives a wink to Dak after he makes these types of comments.
Okay.
Or does he walk by?
He sends
by,
Zeke over there.
Does he walk by McCarthy's office and be like, ha, you know, like.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Your turn.
Your luck today.
Like some form of that. Right? Because there's, you know, Mike McCarthy wakes up hating this.
Yeah. Oh, that's the music.
Yeah, Mike.
You guys have a great weekend.
Have fun with that one today, Mike.
Yeah.
It's Thursday, Mike. I wouldn't have done this to you on a Friday.
Exactly.
On a Thursday. It's
like, does
my
he
day.
Say anything to Dak? Like, you know, I'm just creating headlines. Yeah. Right? I don't know.
Coming up next, the KM.
Hey! Hey! Your face, M. Corey! You're losing control, Corey!
Lowercase.
I don't know. I've never.
Lowercase C.
Mike's the Cooper Rush. M. And you're the Dak, Corey.
I'm actually.
The KNC masterpiece. We first discussed the Cowboys at 10. 10:30, Jerry Jones. As he destroys the Giants and their crappy organization.
Not gonna
next
work.
On 105.3 The Fan.
It won't work at all.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what?
Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.